appreciate everybody that has made their way out here this morning. Appreciate all the guests in the room. There's a lot of buzz and excitement in the air for the information we're about ready to share with you. But real quick, just a housekeeping note. If you have anything that's going to beep, vibrate, ring, make noises, distract your neighbors and stuff, if you could silence those for the next few minutes out of respect for the people sitting around you, and also out of respect for the lady who has come all the way from San Diego to share this information with us, I'm going to get myself out of the way, and we're going to start the morning with a quick video about our company. Lights, please.
So that's why I might not be around for the move.
I'm getting worried about the mortgage contract.
Don't worry, Legal Shield's on it.
Hey guys, if you found a few mistakes in your loan, you'll definitely save some money.
Wow.
Hey, no sweat.
Friendly.
You gotta let it go. Just use it.
Gentlemen, $500,000 ring and an executive advisory board member, Mrs. Kim Mitchell.
I have a runny nose and watery eyes. What's going on here? Is it? I'm like, what's going on? It's a strong drink. I mean, it's all good. It's just, I'm not used to that. Okay. Hi. Okay. I'm Kim Melia, and I'm happy to be here. Thank you so much for allowing me and honoring me with the presence of being here, Mr. Dave Hall, and obviously all the leadership that is here. We had a fantastic evening last night, so thanks for that as well. But let me just get into the presentation and tell you a little bit about my background, and then really talk to you about why you're here today for the guests in the room. How many guests do we have just by show of hands in the room today? Just by show of hands. I'm not going to pick on you. Just show your hands. Thank you for coming. We appreciate it. Give them a round of applause. spending their beautiful Saturday morning with us. I appreciate that. So basically, I started in Legal Shield. Well, let's go back a little further. Graduated from high school, went straight into corporate Canada. Why did I not go to college? Because I hated school, didn't know what to take for the next couple of years. Didn't want to waste my parents' money. They didn't have any anyways. And I didn't know what I was going to take, so I didn't want to waste my time. So I went straight into corporate Canada thinking how cool it would be to have a briefcase and a business card, sit in a cubicle and have a boss. That doesn't sound so cool right now. Well, I thought it was better than school. Now I wish I was back in school. How many people wish they were back in school? Like high school. Well, high school. Elementary, right? Okay. Like daycare. Something like that. So excited. You have to have fun. Even if you don't think I'm funny, just laugh, okay? I'm serious, though. Sometimes I wish that. So I went straight into corporate thinking that it would be really cool to have a good job and have a boss and get paid good and all that kind of stuff until about a couple years later. I worked for the bank, and I also worked for a telecommunications company, Bell Canada. I was in customer service jobs, making my way up that corporate ladder, and I realized that it wasn't so fun, that the corporate ladder was not fun at all. I was the type of person, outgoing personality, wanted to go out and hang out afterwards, kind of like the event around the event, and hang out and chat and just have dinner and drinks with some people and end up talking to some bosses and hanging out with managers, and everybody thought, oh, that's how she's going to make her way up, you know? And I was like, just cutthroat? Does anybody know what I'm talking about? I don't know what's going on here. Oh, my jeez. I am technically in challenge today. Okay, we are going to try this out. If my top opens up, let me know, though. It's very... All right. I told you we're going to have fun. I don't know what's going on here, because I can be loud enough. Because we don't want that, right? Okay. You guys tell me when you want me just to be my own one by myself. So, hated my job. Just was there for 5 years, hated everything about it. And I said, there's got to be another way. There has to be. With all due respect to my parents, they provided, obviously, food on the table and clothes for their kids and a shelter. However, they never did what they wanted to do. They never got paid what they were worth, and they never actually were passionate about what they did until later in life my mom found her passion, which was massage therapy and esthetician, and then she has MS. So you can't really wake up when your right side's paralyzed and go give a massage, right? So I looked at that, and I say that because with all due respect to them, I looked at it at a very young age and said, I don't want that. I don't want that, and I don't want to ever have to not feel good about what I do. I wanted to put my head down at rest and say, I feel good about what I did today. I provided somebody with a good service or help somebody be a stay-at-home mom and wake up in the next day and say, I want to do that again. I'm excited about, with this company and being with this company. So that's when I heard about Legal Shield. I actually was brought to a meeting very similar to this, and I heard about Legal Shield for the very first time, and I was flat-out excited. I'm going to just take it off for a second, okay? I've made an executive decision. Since I'm on the executive advisory board, I'm allowed to do that. I'll just be loud. So the landlord, no, we're not on that story. Which, where are we? Okay. So he did a pressure washing job that the company left back to L.A., and he never got paid for it. He kept on writing on his Garfield stationery, making phone calls and doing all that kind of stuff that we try to do. Press 0, press 1, press 2 to the manager, to the supervisor. You guys went through that process on the phone. Never got through. And it was $1,200. And so I said, go ahead and just get our membership and see if it works. Of course, I knew it would work. They write a letter for him. On July 13th, okay, this is an issue that happened in April, and on July 18th, because here's the deal, guys, watch. You send a letter into any company. It goes to their complaint department. When you have a law firm that has lots of different attorneys on it, okay, it goes to their legal department. So which letters do they look at first? Not the complaint department. They hardly look at that. They look at these ones from the legal department and deal with those issues. So just a couple days later, 5 days later, a check comes in the mail for the $1,200 plus 10% interest due for an overdue account. That's fine. That's a fun legal muscle, right? So you don't have to be like that little guy and get ripped up all the time. We can flex our legal muscle that we've never had before. Traffic-related issues. We're not here to say go and speed like crazy. We're here to say if you do speed every once in a while and you get a speeding ticket, wouldn't it be nice to do it like the rich folks and call and get some consultation or have them go to court for you to get your points reduced? That's pretty much what we have here. Okay, depending on the state that you're in and obviously the speed that you're going, most of the time they actually go to court for you. Okay, and they did that for my girlfriend who had been driving for 20 years, never had a speeding ticket. She was going faster when the speed limit was going slower. She was going 78 in a 60. Ouch. But it was one of those pockets. We always drive from South Carolina to North Carolina to do meetings and different things. And there's just that one area. And they see your North Carolina plates, and they see you flying through, and it's just one of those things, you know, that's how they pay their salary. So I'm not saying disrespectful, it just is. It is what it is. So she gets pulled over. She gets all the letters. If anybody got a speeding ticket recently in the last couple of years, you get letters from attorneys telling you, hey, you know, pay me, and I'll help you do all this. Well, this one came in. It said over 75, she was going 78, is 4 points on her license, a 90% increase in her insurance premium. She's been driving for 20 years with a clean record. Do you think that's fair? So she called her law firm up. She called a law firm in North Carolina. They faxed. She faxed it over with their just a file number on it because that's what happens. Then they sent it over to the South Carolina law firm. The South Carolina law firm called her up and said, hey, we'll go to court for you. We'll try to get your points reduced, but you're going to have to pay your court and your fine, your court costs and your fine. And she said, okay, no problem. That's what happened. She didn't have to take a day off work. They went and did that for her. She has no points on her license, and she did have to do what I call her detention, is pay her court costs and her fine. And she was off for that ticket. So that's great. Now, if you get into a major traffic accident, it's not really an accident anymore, unfortunately. It could be vehicular homicide or manslaughter. In other words, if you were to kill or injure somebody in another car accident, veering off to the left, texting, looking at a text, changing something, whatever you're doing, yelling at the kids in the back, I don't know, whatever you're doing. It happens every day in America today. It's a massive issue that we have. And fortunately, most people don't know. Your insurance, your car insurance, your auto insurance does not cover you for any criminal charges. So if you were to get into an accident and get charged with vehicular homicide or somebody in your family were like your child who's a new teenage driver or something like that, you'd probably do anything to obviously defend them. As long as you're properly insured and licensed and you're not drinking and driving, obviously, or doing any drugs, you're 100% covered. They will take you through that whole process for you 100%, which is absolutely awesome. Okay. You don't wish it, but these are things that it's better to have it and not need it and need it and not have it. Okay, so trial defense. How many people are suing who in America today? You cannot snap your fingers fast enough. 180 lawsuits a minute. A minute. This is not Kim's quote. This is the American Bar Association's quotes, okay? It's insane. So if you are sued, you have to do what? Defend yourself. Otherwise, you are guilty, okay? So that's what Legal Shield will do here for you. They'll help you if you get sued. They'll help you before you actually go and to the courts, help you in the courts, and all that kind of stuff. And that would just be nice to have that kind of consultation. Of course, it would be. They give you a certain amount of hours of representation per year, and that goes up as you keep your membership. I've had my membership for 335 years. I've had it for 12 years, 14 years, but it caps you off at the fifth year. Follow me here. So 335 hours I have in a legal bank account. If I ever get sued, I have 335 hours of a trial defense attorney's time. Do you think that probably that lawsuit will become gone, won't even go to court because that person's not going to mess around, right? So 24-hour, 7-day protection. Now think about this, guys. If you were to be in an accident late at night or child services shows up your door at 2 o'clock in the morning and says that there's something going on, somebody heard something. But just think about this. You get into an accident after 5 o'clock or before 9 a.m. and the cop says to you, hey, I want you to tell me exactly what happened. What's going on here? You're shooken up, you're bleeding, or you're just, you know, totally freaked out. Not really shouldn't be talking because you should, what, practice your Miranda rights, which we're not so good at. And wouldn't it be just better to pick up the telephone, know that you have that access to an attorney at any hour during the day that they can then talk to the police officer or whoever's going to be questioning, detaining, and arresting you, and they can say, listen, when she's feeling better, when he's feeling better tomorrow, they'll go down to the court, so they'll go down and do the paperwork that they have to. Isn't that better, right? Get a consultation. So that's what we also have here. 25% membership discount. I love discounts. I think when the mall sees me, they just put up discounts. They pretend that there's a discount, and I say, oh, it's 25% off. I have to get it now. But think about this. You would never have to pay top dollar for an attorney again, ever, which is fantastic. So the only time I've used this area is when I got my green card. And that was a big immigration. If anybody's ever gotten a green card or know anybody, for immigration, there's a lot of paperwork. So I had all this. I had legal advice, letters and phone calls and contract review. And I could have had them do this, and I could have had them by contract do it. But it's like this thick. And if you mess anything up, you could go back years. Okay? It could take you years and years. And it did take me 5 years because I came here right after 9/11. So I had to go through the process twice. So rather than just doing this all on my own and having 10 pages at a time reviewed, I said, I'm going to hire the law firm, and at a 25% discount. So I went and shopped around other law firms besides Legal Shield. They were charging anywhere from $5,000 to $7,000. Legal Shield said $2,500 from start to finish, no extra charges. So I had the top immigration attorney in San Diego, and it was a really simple process. I just, whenever he told me to show up, sign something, or do something, that's all I had to do. I never had to worry about anything, which is just peace of mind. The other time was when I bought my first house in Wilmington. Instead of paying $450 for a house closing, I paid $375. Okay, so it's nice to be able to have your own attorneys at any possible time. And then IRS audit assistance. Wouldn't it be nice that if you do get audited, that you could call somebody from who knows about the actual tax laws, right, a tax attorney, and they can help you pre-audit. They can even go to the audit with you. And when the audit, the agent asks you a question, you just look at your attorney, and the attorney actually answers the question for you. You say nothing. Because most likely it's just one or two receipts that they're looking at for you or whatever it is, and they're going to figure that out before you get to the audit. So sometimes you walk out of the audit, maybe not owing as much as you did, maybe not owing anything, and maybe them owing you something. Wouldn't that be nice, right? But it's just nice to know that you have that protection, that you have that. And online legal forms, because that's definitely what I used here for a lot of the forms I got for my contract and documents are all there for you. So if you're my attorney and I were to ask you to charge me for these services on a monthly basis, how much would you charge me? But before you do that, let me get into identity theft. Okay? So identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America today. It surpassed drug trafficking. It is the number one consumer complaint in America. Okay? And so here's some ways that, you know, people, different ways. There's so many different ways that identity theft can happen to you. But we're used to the credit fraud. Okay? That's one way we're used to. Social security fraud, we're used to that, sort of, because that means somebody can go get a job in your name. Okay, if you're not used to that, that's happening all the time. It's a massive issue right now that people are getting jobs in your names and you don't even know about it, and you're having to pay their taxes once you find out about it. It's not nice. And then driver's license fraud. So somebody else takes your driver's license, puts their name or puts their picture on it, and then goes out and does a lot of crimes. You get pulled over for a routine traffic stop, and the next thing you know, you're getting arrested for check fraud in Texas. And you're like, I don't even know what you're talking about. That's not me, but yeah, that's my name. That's my social. Oh, that's not me, but that's my social. You know, how are you supposed to protect yourself, right? You're going to need some legal advice as well. So victims often face these issues. Problem securing a loan because somebody else messed up their credit. Harassment from debt collectors. Imagine, it's already bad enough that you might have your own debt collectors. You don't want somebody else's debt collectors calling you, right? This wasn't me, I swear. Possible arrest for crimes committed by identity thieves. And, like, some people look at this and say, oh, yeah, that's really, I've seen it on TV. I've seen it on all those. It wouldn't happen to me. Guys, this is not something to just brush under the rug and say, it won't happen to me. It's happening massively to a lot of different people. So our plan will help you cover that as well. So what do we do? With Kroll Advisory Solutions, we do your credit monitoring, just like every other company. If you have any kind of identity theft out there, protection, they actually monitor your social security number. Okay, they'll pull your score and your analysis. So you're going to look at your score. You're going to be able to get your whole credit report, and you're going to be able to see, hey, is this me? Did this happen to me? Is that my account? Did I own this house? All that kind of stuff. It's pretty simple. They'll even give you a little bit of consultation on credit reports. They're not a credit repair agency, but they're going to help you out with that. And then right here is where we really set ourselves apart, is identity theft restoration services. We will restore your identity back to where it was, not back to where you want it to be, back to where it was. So why is that important? Because if you were to have house insurance, right, like fire insurance, or you have, like I had ADT, and they are supposed to tell me when the fire is happening, right? So say your house is on fire, and ADP calls you and says, hey, I'm just going to let you know your house is on fire. You're like, okay, great. Can you call the fire? You know, can you call the fire station? Can you get people over there? And they say, oh no, I'm just calling you to tell you it's on fire. That's what it's like when you have all the other identity theft products that are out there. They don't restore it for you. They won't actually do it. So that means you've got to spend a countless, like six, it's an average of 600 hours to restore your own identity. And you got to do that between 9 and 5 because that's when all the court agencies and the different, you know, where you got to file your reports are open. When do you have an extra 600 hours between 9 to 5 to get your own identity back to where it was? You don't. So they'll restore it for you. They'll even put fraud alerts all over the nation to make sure it's not being compromised anymore, or it's not being compromised somewhere else, okay, because that's important too. Here's a really, really big one. Safeguard for minors option. Just $1 more to add your children to this membership. Why is that important? 3-year-olds are owning houses and 5-year-olds are having jobs. You're like, how's that happening? They won't know until they're 16, 17, or 18 until they get their first job or get into college, right? All of a sudden, their credit is completely ruined and we don't even know it. It's the fastest growing crime inside of identity theft right now, okay? So it's important that we protect ourselves with that. So dedicated provider law firms, we have right here quality control standards monitored by Legal Shield and prepaid and ready to advise. What does that mean to you? It means to you that we have AV rated attorneys that answer your phone calls, okay? What is AV rated? The top ranking of an attorney. That means they have A's for the best, B's for a variety of different services. The best of the best will be answering your phone calls. They answer the phone within 3 business rings and have to call you back within 8 business hours. That's called good stuff. And they go to customer service school. They say, hi, ma'am, how are you? Can I help you with anything else? And smile and stuff like that. If you ever use an attorney, that doesn't really happen. They're prepaid and ready to advise. We prepay the law firm in San Diego, or actually in L.A., $1.5 million a month. So you are a $1.5 million client to them, okay? And I'll explain that in a minute. Kroll Advisory Solutions, world's leadingless consulting firm. They're the ones that help us with the identity theft restoration. And they are a Fortune 500 clientele, and they're prepaid, and they're also ready to advise. So here's the thing, guys. On a monthly basis, I asked you, how much would you charge me on a monthly basis if I were to ask you for a phone consultation, letters and phone calls, contract and document reviews, getting your will done, traffic ticket, getting sued, IRS audit, protecting me with your identity. Here's what the cost is. Here's what I say the best value in America is today. You can go out there and receive the legal services for $17 a month, okay, with identity theft plan. You get a little bit of a discount because you have them both together for $26.95. Now, yeah, absolutely. So, right away you're talking about $1 a day, right? $26 a month? It's not a financial decision. Guys, it's not. It is a common sense decision. Who's covered under your membership? You, your spouse, your dependent children, and your spouse. Right? Did I just say that twice? You, yourself? You, yourself? That's weird. Yourself, your spouse, your children. I mean, honestly, for $26 a month, do you guys wish your health plan was that much? Of course. The most comprehensive plan that we have out there that I highly recommend is the $26 a month, which is the one that has the most trial time on it. With our identity theft product, you do get a discount, so that's $35.95 a month. You're talking about $1.19 a day. I don't know how much this juice was, but I tell you, I juice every day. I juice from home, and it cost me about $5 from home, so that I'm sure that was more than $5, from home for a juice a day. Okay, I do that for my health, but I look at this and say, if I had to choose, honestly, I would make sure that my family was protected with this legal membership. Again, it's not a financial decision, guys. It really is, or it's just a common sense decision. That's what I think. It really is. So let's talk about the financial decision for you. For just thinking about other people and thinking about what the financial, we can help you with the getting your membership for absolutely nothing per month. I'm going to show you that as we go through the membership as well. But take a look at this. Who do you know who has children? Who do you know has their identity compromised as a self-employed or business owner? These are, as far as I'm concerned, every single person needs our membership. So these are, I mean, this is great. This is just kind of a memory jogger, like who do you know? Because I know that you're thinking of people right now that could have used the membership. You could have said, oh, I understand now. I could use it for this. I could have used it for that. It really is just peace of mind. So it's established since 1972. I like to say that Legal Shield, two good things happened in 1972. I was born and so was Legal Shield. So that's good. I know I'm giving away my age, but that's okay. 1.4 million members right now. We actually have 4 million members because that's families. So we're going to go from 4 million to 7 million really fast. And we're going to go from 7 million to 52 million. And we're looking for the people to help us do that. That's why I'm here. I'm here to tell you about a great service, but most of all, I'm here because I'm looking for the lookers to help our company get into the billion-dollar company where we should be. Owned by a New York-based equities firm, I talked about that, so they're the ones that went out there and did the branding of us and the advertising and whatnot, and we are excited that they actually have been involved with us for the past year because it's just been a fantastic ride, but I don't think we've seen anything yet. Okay. So let's join the legal revolution. What does it really mean to you? For me, I talked about this at the beginning. I wanted income and I wanted because that equals freedom. I don't know what it's like for you, but here's what I know right now. It's October. It's almost December. People are getting ready for the holidays. And a lot of people are getting second and third jobs just to go away, buy more presents, be able to feed the whole family through holiday season, right? But seriously, they're going to go and they're going to get a job at Walmart. And they're going to work for 10 bucks an hour. I think that's being very nice. 8 bucks an hour. And they're going to work extra time, and they're hardly going to make anything. Right? But they're trying to do the best that they can do. There's tons and tons of people out there. There's people that, like my father, had a quadruple bypass at a later age and unfortunately went on disability, never was able to go back to work, and now completely doesn't have a job and doesn't have any kind of retirement, and now is working at a fair popping popcorn at the age of 62 years old. Folks, we have an amazing opportunity. I'm going to show you, if you see the value in our services, I'm going to show you how in 15 minutes that I did that membership that you can make $100. Okay, rather than going out there and spending 7-8 hours making $8 an hour, I want you guys to be able to have more time with your family. So why now? The market potential is absolutely huge. The market potential, like I just said, is 80% of us are priced out of the system. Okay, a customer need, we need legal services in good times and bad times. What does that mean? When you're buying your house, when you're foreclosing on a house, when you're getting married, when you're getting a divorce. Okay, those are good things and bad things. An industry in transition. Here's the thing. If we're not looking to take business away from law firms, we're adding business to law firms. I never used an attorney before. I'm not looking to take, I'm going to take all your clients from this law firm and shove them over to Legal Shield. No, you're fine over there. If you want to keep on paying $200-$300 an hour, that's great. But if you want to pay over here $1 a day for your membership to have better access to attorneys and more, obviously more services, you can join us. Does that make sense to everybody? So an industry in transition and the economic environment that we are in today, absolutely. So let's talk about how we can get the problem or get the solution out there. Because here's what I say is when you have a huge problem in society, equal justice under law is a problem. Do you guys agree with that?
Yeah.
The solution is Legal Shield. I believe Legal Shield is the solution, right? For less than $1 a day, you can access the system. That equals a massive opportunity for you and me and your families. And so people say, well, I don't really have a lot of time. Or whatever. I say, if you don't have a lot of time, I don't really. I like that. I like busy people. As a matter of fact, I'd rather have a busy person than somebody who's watching reruns of My Name Is Earl on Saturday morning or something like that. Here's the reason why. Okay, it's because all you got to do is bring somebody or show somebody a DVD, a web presentation. Can you send a link to somebody? Can you give somebody a DVD of the presentation that I'm doing today? Can you get somebody on a conference call or do a flip chart presentation on your lunch hour? Right. Don't go to lunch by yourself anymore. Sit there and do a flip chart presentation with somebody and earn some money on your lunch hour. Luncheons, briefings, and in-home meetings, these are all different ways that you have access to telling people about Legal Shield. The best thing is you don't even have to do the work. Because how many people here brought a guest today? Okay, guest, first of all, there's a guest here from an associate of mine in Canada, and so she's here. They're not even here. You guys realize that, right? They got in touch with her. She's here, and she's listening to me. So the people in Canada are actually doing nothing. No, I mean, it's important to understand that. They don't even have to be here to introduce somebody throughout the country or in another country. It's powerful. I want you guys to get that. Okay, so and the same thing with everybody else. All you need to do is put butts in seats or put the information in front of people. Let them make their own adult decision. Okay? So let's talk about different ways that we get paid in Legal Shield. We all start off at the same level, and we all come into Legal Shield at the junior associate level. So it says 34 and 34. Who's a guest in the front area? Anybody around here? Okay, Ramira, I'm going to use you. Because even though you just sit there and smile, it's okay. She's like, Okay, Ramira. So we go out there, and you start the junior associate level, 34 and 34. Basically what 34 and 34 means is $68 when you add it up. Legal Shield will pay you slow if you work slow, and they'll pay you fast if you work fast. Okay, I'll explain that better, but that's pretty much what it means. So I'm going to assume that you're going to work fast, and you're going to make $68. Okay, and I'll explain. That's really simple. You go out there and market a membership, and you get $68. Now, we market the $35.95 membership. You send in $35.95 to the company, and they send you $68. Now, as a Canadian, when I first heard about this, I was like, I don't know how these Americans do their math, but I am going to keep on writing these memberships and make a lot of money. I was not kidding you. I had no clue what they were doing. I was like, I don't understand it. It's an advanced commission structure. It's very simple when you do understand it. It came from the life insurance industry. They pay an advanced commission a whole year up front. Because they can, because they can afford it, and because the person who marketed me my life insurance policy 14 years ago is still getting paid on that policy, number one. But he got paid a whole year up front on that. Why? Because most people keep their life insurance policies for years after years after years, right? So we basically took that model and brought it right here into Legal Shield. We can pay you a whole year up front because we can afford it, and because we know that our customers keep their membership year after year after year, okay? So we go out there, Ramira, and we go out there and market. Let's just say we at your office, we invite 10 people to your office. Five of them say, I'm totally interested in the membership. I love it. We go ahead and sign them up for the membership. So you're going to get paid 68 times 5, which is $345. That's good, right? You guys should be happy about that. So $345, but listen to this. On your sixth membership, Ramira, you're now an associate. So you're going to move up. You get a pay raise, a big pay raise from $68 to $103 every single time you market a membership. So every single time you market a membership now, Ramira, you get paid $100. I don't know how long it takes you to make $100 at your current job, at your current business, whatever you do. But I literally can do the membership presentation. If you took everything out, what I did, 15 minutes is all I need to do a membership presentation. And somebody could go ahead and purchase the membership, and you just made $100. Make one sale a week, that's $400 a month. Make four in 1 week, make $400 a week. Make $1,600 every 2 weeks. Make over $3,000 in a month, part-time, spare time, pretty good income, yes?
Yeah.
Yes or yes? Okay, good. So we can move up the compensation plan by simply going out there and marketing memberships. Everybody get that? Okay, it's really simple. There's people in our company that actually go out there, market memberships, and make a six-figure income just marketing our memberships on a monthly basis. Okay, all they do is just market memberships to as an employee benefit. As a matter of fact, it's the fastest group employee benefit in America today. We market small business plans. We market to our friends and family. So there's people who make significant money right here, what we call our personal sales, as you can see right here. Now, that wasn't for Kim. That wasn't for me and my business partners either. I didn't want to have a commission-based job because I wanted to be able to leverage myself. If I were to be sick, I still wanted to get paid. And I wanted to get paid really good for that. So what I did was I went out and found sharper people than me, people who had a bigger circle of influence than me. And I said, that's what I want to do. I want to go out there and see if they're interested in Legal Shield and become like a broker, let them build their own agency, and I'll be there to help and support them. Make sense? Okay. So right here is that next level here. So team overrides. Okay, so I call them like broker overrides. It's kind of like being an insurance broker, like I just said. You're in the insurance, let's say it's the life insurance industry. So the broker goes out there and gets agents, right, and probably trains them and helps them, just like the real estate industry. There's a real estate broker, and then there's agents. And the agents go out there and make sales, right? On a Saturday morning, the real estate broker is out there playing golf or hunting. And the agent is at the open house, right, and they make a sale at the open house, and they make great money. But the broker had three agents that made sales that day, and he was still at the golf course and got a little bit from each house. That's what I'm talking about, team overrides, broker overrides, okay? So you go out there, and let's just say right now, Ramiro, you are at the associate level, $103. So instead, okay, check this out. Instead of those 10 people wanting to become members, three of them said, I want to become a member. And one of them said, I also want to become an associate. Do what you just did. They want to go out there and market the membership as well. So you can move up the compensation plan by simply going out there and doing a couple different ways. Five memberships, or having three people become a member and one of them become an associate just like you. Okay? So let's just say you've got an associate on your team now. You're an associate and they're a junior associate. Every time they market a membership, they get paid $68. You get paid $34 override, because that's the difference between 103 and 68, which is 34. That's your broker override. Make sense? So when they make a sale that makes, say, like, let's just say they make 10 sales. Okay, that's $680, right? 6 times, or 10 times 68. You make 34 times 10. You make $340 by doing nothing. Well, you helped them and supported them. Okay? Now, You can have a whole bunch of junior associates out there. As a matter of fact, as soon as you help three people become junior associate, you're going to become an associate. As soon as you help three people become associate, you'll become a senior associate. So let's just look at this now. You're a senior associate. You make $138 every single time you market a membership. Somebody markets a membership on your team, and they're at the junior associate level. The difference between $68 and $138 is $34, and $34 is $68. Now you're making a $68 override out every single membership from that person. So they make $68, you make $68. Okay, so again, now you're making $680 that week in overrides. Okay, guys, this is big money here. This is going to be big money. So a little bit of money, a couple extra $100 a month, your personal efforts. You start to become a broker. You start to make a little bit more money by team overrides. Let me show you some big money so you guys can put some smiles on your faces. Write this down. 39 months, $1 million. And if you don't have a piece of paper, ask the person beside you. Okay, 39 months, $1 million, 993,000 broker overrides, put overrides, $7,000 commission personal. That's how we made our first million. Okay, I say that to say we found sharper people than us. We made $7,000, our first million. You guys get that? We made 993,000 in team overrides by helping and supporting and helping other people move up this compensation plan. That's how we made our first million. So whatever you're looking for, if you're looking for a little bit, you're looking for a lot, I don't know where you're at, but this company can have whatever that you're looking for. We have the roadmap to get you there financially. Okay? So that's a little bit of money. It's a lot of money. Everybody get that? Okay? There's another way that we can move up the compensation plan. I'll get there in a second. So the residuals, I think, is important too. Is that my good friend Brian Crothers, makes $100,000 a month with Legal Shield. I knew him when he made nothing in Legal Shield. He said you would go through a brick wall if you understood residual income, you would go through a brick wall to get it. I'm going to prevent you from hopefully going through a brick wall to get it. Seriously, guys. It's about doing something once and getting paid a lifetime for it. If you've been an author, so you've written a book, you've had a hit song, you might have been an actress, you could be in the insurance industry. Some insurance policies have this, residual income. So once we market a membership, Ramira, that membership stays on the books year after year after year. You're going to get paid year after year after year after month. Folks, people that I've marketed memberships to 14 years ago, I'm still getting paid on those memberships today. Okay? And then if somebody on your team, so say Dave Hall was on my team and he markets memberships, he'll get his residuals, but I get a residual override on all of his business as well. Okay, so now you can see why you want to find people with Spiegel Circles of Influence. That's why you want to find that. So here's the three different ways. I explained two different ways that you get started. Really simple here, okay? So you go in and you, you have five memberships that come in to move up the compensation plan, okay, from going from 68 to 103. You would make $345 marking five memberships. You can do it the other way, and you can market three memberships, and one of them becomes an associate, and you earn $207. Or you can have two people that say, I want to come in as a member, and I want to join the business with you, and you'll make $138. But these ones here might look like you make less money, but remember, you're receiving those overrides now because you have somebody on your team. It's extremely important. So once you do this, we call this Fast Start Qualified. You have to do this within your first 30 days that you go to your basic training. Okay, in your first 30 days, or if you go to your training, which is included, with your investment, it gives you an additional 30 days. But let's just say, but here's what you need to know. People do this in a day. People do this in 2 days. People do this in a week. You don't have to wait 30 days. As a matter of fact, you don't even have to wait for your training to go out there and make money inside of Legal Shield. Okay. So we call this the Performance Club. So once you go out there, and let's just say you market your five memberships. Okay, it's simple as that. You market your five memberships. You are now, your first month, what we call count as performance qualified. Once you do the same thing, you can either market the five or whatever. You get 5 points on a monthly basis. You do that for 12 months. At the end of the 12th month, we're going to give you something very special. But in between that, what we're going to do on your third month is give you a $150 bonus saying, hey, thanks for just going out there and being consistent. All right, making some money on your own part-time. Then on the sixth month, we're going to say, consistency again, we'll pay you another $150. And then they're going to say, okay, you keep going all the way around to your 12th month. On your 13th month, this is exciting. You're going to get paid either a $300 cash bonus that you could take for your shoes or your purses or whatever you like, or you can take a $500 $1,000 bonus, and it can go towards your lease or your purchase of a BMW. Now, folks, this is really exciting. I mean, whether you like a BMW or not, then take the $300 and go buy something else. All right, we're starting off here. I'm almost off. So think about this. I don't know about car programs that are going on in your company right now or anything like that, but wouldn't it be nice within a year that you join a company that you can be driving a BMW of your choice and you're not even paying for it for just doing a few simple things over a consistent period of time? It's very exciting where we're at. So let's just take a look at this. How many people have been small business owners before? Okay, by just a couple people, shout out how much it was to get in business for yourself. $20,000? $40,000, what kind of business?
Marketing.
Marketing? What else? Anybody else higher than
$20,000?
$60,000 for what kind of business?
No.
Okay, what else?
$100,000
for what?
Franchise.
Okay, franchise. Expensive, that's my point. Way priced the Kim, the price out of the Kim market. $20,000, $60,000, $100,000, a lot of money, right? Folks, just for a $149 investment. All right, I've already showed you in the last slide here how you can make back your money. $149, you're going to make back your money simply by going out there and marketing a few memberships, and you're in the black. What does that also include? It includes a business in a box. It's very simple. You get all the a lot of DVDs and membership applications and stuff like that. A comprehensive training program that we have here locally done by the top leadership that's included with your $149 investment that tells you exactly what you need to do to get started. Support and sponsor from your team. You have access to your online office. You have a duplicate website. So, Ramir, if you signed up today, you would literally be able to go and have a duplicating website within 30 seconds and start sending out a link that has this same presentation to people who you might think are interested. Okay? Access to your support center. You have over 600 employees in Ada, Oklahoma, and also a membership spend. And I told you how you almost can get your membership for free because my membership pretty much pays for itself. Why? I'm with AT&T. We get up to 18% off your AT&T and bill as a membership, a benefit through legal services. Shield. Why? Because most small businesses owners, we never have a good, we don't have any kind of good benefits at all. So we've got a great benefits plan. All you got to do is market one membership to be included. So my AT&T and bill is 18% off, which pays for my Legal Shield membership. It's very, very cool. So over 1 billion people, think about this, $1 billion is paid to our associates in the last decade. Guys, I don't know what your job or your business looks like, but I bet you it's done $1 billion paid just in the last decade to our associates. It's a lot of money being paid out, but we want to get that up to the billions. We're looking for the lookers, like I said before. We're looking for the people that say, I see this as an opportunity for myself. I see this as something that I can do spare time, part time, have a plan B in effect in case my plan A isn't going to be good to me or whatever might happen to me. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to have something like that? Over 1,000 people earning $50,000 a year, and we have many that are earning between $100,000 and $1 million on a yearly basis. Folks, we have some great success stories that I want to help bring up to the stage, just some local success stories so you can hear from some local folks. So if you've been asked, so please come up on stage.
Okay. My name is Ryan Burns. I got started working with the company about 5 years ago around my full-time job. I used to work up at the psych unit. But working in this business part-time, my first year, we made about $68,000. Obviously, I quit my full-time job, went full-time with this company. Our second year, we broke a six-figure income, and we absolutely love driving the BMW the company pays for.
I'm Deanne DeBell, and I've always been in the legal field, and so many years as a court reporter. So when my neighbor around the corner showed me this information, it totally made sense. Everyone needs this membership. But at the time, crazy busy, no time for my family, husband, all of that. So when I saw and dissected the residual income and the override income, I was in. I love this company.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Damian Schieber from Boise, Idaho. I spent more than a decade in the mortgage business. My second month in the business, as Ms. Melia talked about, my team made me an extra $1,500 in overrides, and after 14 months, I was able to walk away from the mortgage business and be a stay-at-home dad, and that's why we have 10 children today. Absolutely love Legal Shield.
My name is name is Kate Burns, and I've been with the company for about 3 years. When the information about Legal Shield was shared with me, I had a full-time job. I was also going to school full-time, so I really didn't have a whole lot of time to take on another project, but I knew that I needed the income. So I got started working very part-time. About an hour or two a day is really what I could afford to do, you know, with the business. And doing that, I made an extra $9,700 my first 3 months, so that caught my attention. And it's been about 2.5 years that I've been full-time, stay-at-home mom. I don't have 10 kids. I love this company.
Good morning. My name is Dave Hall. My background is I don't have a high school diploma or a GED, and I did manual labor jobs up until the age of 28 when I was introduced to Legal Shield. And we started very part-time, just 5-10 hours a week around our other jobs that we had. But within a few months, it was paying us more than my full-time job. So we transitioned and we went full-time with Legal Shield. After our second year, it was paying us a six-figure income. It's never got that bad since. Fast forward 7 years, we were inducted into the Millionaires Club with this company. Looking back at my previous place of employment, it would have taken me 55 years to earn $1 million there, and I hated going to work there. I love this business.
Congratulations. I love to hear those success stories. That's awesome. 10 kids, amazing. She's a saint, your wife, definitely. Okay, action steps. Become a member. I hate for you to walk out of here and not become a member. Like I said, it's better to have it and not need it, and need it and not have it. For less than $1 a day, up to $1 a day if you get our most comprehensive plan. I mean, folks, again, it's not a financial decision. It really is a common sense decision. It's a responsibility to your family, I think. To become an associate, join us. You know, we're here. We're looking for the lookers. We're looking for the people to take us to the billions and billions of dollars that we want to be a billion-dollar company. And we know we're going to be there, but we're looking for some sharp people to help us get there because we need some help, okay? We're going to help you obviously get trained, complete your first-step training. You can do that online, but also with your person who gets you started, your business partner, attend your basic training. I'm sure you guys will be talking about that today. And also get out there and sign up, you know, your first membership so you can have access to the great benefits that we have. Even if you have good benefits for your own job that you might have or your husband's or your spouse's job, there could be additional benefits here that could definitely be useful for you. And then earn your five. That means earn your 5 points those three different ways, okay? Earn your five, and you're on your way to be driving the ultimate driving machine, that BMW. So let me just end with this story. There was a lady who was taking her normal walk that she does in the afternoon, and she's walking, and she's just, you know, happy and joyful and waving at all the neighbors, and she waves over at George, and George waves back at her, and she notices that the dog's not running up and saying hi to her and anything. As a matter of fact, he's sitting there, and he's moping, and he's crying, and he's yelping, and she's like, oh, my God, George, what's wrong with your dog? What happened? And he says, I don't know. He's sitting on a nail. And she said, well, George, help him get off the nail. And he said, he doesn't want to get off the nail because it doesn't hurt enough. So, what financial nail are you sitting on? And how long have you been sitting on it? And how long is it going to take you to get off of it? You might be sitting on a bed of nails. Right? Seriously. And I don't know what it is for you. But until you do something different, things won't change. The definition of insanity is expecting things to change but doing the same thing over and over and over again. And there's a lot of us sitting on that nail. And I hope that you join us with this legal revolution because we really do need your help. But we want the people who see the value in our membership. We can help you with your financial future. We can help you have Legal Shield be your vehicle to do the things that you want to do. I invite you to join me for the training. I'm going to explain a little bit about how we got started in this company with such great success and how we've continued to do so, so I can hopefully help you do that. And also talk about the things and the reasons why I do Legal Shield more now and talk a little bit more about my story and what Legal Shield really means to me. So I invite you to stay for a couple hours. We're only going to be here 2 o'clock, so we're going to take a little mini break right now for about 10 minutes, is that right? About 10 minutes to circle up, sign up for the membership, the associate agreement and whatnot, and for those of you who do sign up, you're definitely invited to stay here. So I want to thank you very much. I'll be around to answer any questions that you possibly might have, but with that being said, God bless. Thanks so much for coming out.
me away.